So here we have a sample intake progress note, also known as our assessment note. We've color-coded throughout the note for you the components of medical necessity which are required to be in every assessment note, and we wanted to highlight these required elements for you. In blue, we have the symptoms and behaviors associated with the primary and secondary diagnosis. Note that the nomenclature and ICD-10 code of each diagnosis are also included. In purple, we have the functional impairment statement. And in green, we have the final component, which is clinical interventions, specifically identified. So now let's look at the components of each section of a GERP note. A goal is not required here, so staff indicated the purpose of the assessment session. In the interventions, we see that the therapist indicated each section of the assessment document that they gathered information and assessed for. This is important in part to also justify the amount of time you're billing. You will also note that this is an example of an assessment taking place and being completed on one sitting, which also allows staff to engage in the treatment planning process with the client and develop treatment goals in the same session. Please remember the rule that the assessment must be fully completed and signed prior to starting the treatment plan. So this particular scenario is when an assessment is completed on the same day and therefore they move on to also develop a treatment goal with the client. This may or may not happen, so please keep that in mind, that a treatment plan note may need to be done at a later date depending on when you finish your assessment. The response includes how the client and her mother responded to the assessment and treatment planning. Take special note of the statement that the client denied suicidal and homicidal ideation, which should always be clearly documented. In the plan section, aside from including the clinical intervention, staff also indicated when the next session is, which is useful for tracking purposes. The information in an assessment note must always mirror what is contained in the assessment document. So we want to make sure that when we read an assessment and then come to the assessment note, there are no new surprises. The information should correlate with each other. Also make note of the procedure code. Assessment code is 90791. Appointment duration is 83 minutes. And remember, assessment sessions are usually longer, therefore we will see longer times being billed for this service. And finally, you have other time as 15 minutes, which is the amount of time it took to write the note. The note is lengthier than a regular note, therefore more time and other time is also usually seen here. So again, I do ask that you please take a minute to review the note in its entirety.